Hey everyone, it's Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com with a quick sales tip. Now this week, I have by far the most difficult question that I want to invite you to ask of yourself. I mean, it is really difficult, and it's on a topic that I will tell you that 99.9999% of you are not going to want to deal with. So before I tell you what the question is, I have a little bit of a sad story to share with you. I'm really sorry for getting warm and fuzzy, but you got to trust me. This is really going somewhere. So I'm not telling you the story to get you all upset or put a downer on your weekend or whatever. I promise you this is going to be very, very valuable if you just kind of work with me a little bit here. So when I was 22, I had something happen that I've talked about probably way too many times on my blog and on my podcast, and it was right around the holidays, and my dad had been in and out of the hospital, and just to give you some background, 2 years prior to that, he had been diagnosed with cancer, and we knew when he was going in and out of the hospital that the cancer was back. We had no idea to what extent. We knew it was back, and that's what they were trying to determine and all this kind of stuff. We didn't even know if he was going to be home for the holidays. And, you know, a little bit of a Christmas miracle takes place, and Dad was able to be home for the holidays. And now it's Christmas Eve, and I noticed something about my dad that it just, not in a bad way at all, but he just didn't seem like himself. And what I noticed was that he was just really soaking it all up as if like it was the first time he had ever experienced like Christmas in the Castain, you know, household. And he was, you know, he had this look on his face of like complete joy. He was enjoying everything. I mean, all the conversations, you could see he was like all his senses were involved. He was like soaking up all like the Christmas Eve smells and, you know, the lights on the tree. And like I said, he didn't seem like himself, and he wasn't like depressed or anything. It was just, he was just really like as if he had never seen a Christmas Eve before. And about a week and a half later, I found out kind of why he was acting the way he had acted. And he called a family meeting, and he told us that while he was in the hospital the last time, he had gotten the report, and the cancer had become terminal, and he was given 2 to 3 months to live. And, you know, not even 2 months after this family meeting, my father passed away. And, you know, during this time, the thing I want to point out to you is that, yeah, he wasn't bitter. He wasn't expressing regret. I mean, even though the guy was only 65 years old, I mean, you'd kind of understand it if he was going around kind of feeling like he was cheated or whatever. There was none of that. And I never really understood what I had witnessed during his final days, and especially on Christmas Eve, until many, many years later. And really what I witnessed, and it's really going to play into the lesson today that, you know, I want to share with you, is that I witnessed someone who, even though his life was about to come to an abrupt end, he was very happy with the life that he had lived. He did all the things that he had wanted to do. He became the man, the father, the son, the sales rock star, the community member that he always wanted to be. There was no box that was left unchecked. And, you know, I think where the lesson comes in, and, you know, it's not just me just trying to bum everybody out on a Sunday evening or a Monday morning when, you know, you're looking for a little inspiration from me. But I think while we'd all like to believe that we're on like the 85-year plan or the 95-year plan, or in some cases, I think we kid ourselves and we think that like somehow we're going to cheat death. I think the moral of the story is that, you know, even though we think we have all the time in the world, life has a way of proving us wrong. So I want to ask a question of you, and this is where the difficult question is going to come in. And before I ask you the question, I want to warn you and tell you what's probably going to happen when you hear me ask the question. You're not going to want to deal with it. You're either going to be suddenly too busy to stop and really ponder the question, or you might fluff it off, oh, yeah, he's getting warm and fuzzy or whatever it is. And the reason why I want to warn you, that's your brain saying, hey, this is uncomfortable. Let's not deal with this. And I think that's part of the problem. We don't want to deal with certain things, right? So my question to you is this. If your life were to come to an abrupt end right now, have you lived the life that you've wanted to live? This is like heavy-duty stuff here, man. I feel like, you know, like we're doing group therapy here or something, right? Kind of like Uncle Paul taking on, you know, the image of Dr. Phil or something. So, again, my question to you, if your life were to come to an abrupt end, like right now, have you lived the life that you've always wanted to live? Now, you have to break this down into different segments of your life, because there's many different components to life. We have to think about it from a business perspective, right? Because, I mean, this is a business podcast. So it could be, and I'm not talking about like these big, you know, grand scheme type of goals and accomplishments, you know, we're going to be multi-billionaires and all this kind of stuff. I'm talking about simple things, like maybe it's something like you've always wanted to speak up in a meeting, and for some reason, you just haven't been able to get the courage. Maybe it's suggesting an idea or taking a calculated risk instead of always keeping your head down and playing it safe. I mean, I did that for years. Not a fun place to be. And I'll tell you this, and I'll share with this story with you, not to judge other people or to make them feel bad. You know, I'm sure, you know, they may listen to this and may think, oh man, that was kind of a, you know, dick move, Castain. You're kind of calling me out. I'm really not going to mention names. And before I tell you the story, I want to let you know, I've done this. I mean, a lot worse than what these people have done. But, you know, I know two people that for the last 2 to 3 years, they've been telling me how, yeah, I'm going to get this website up. And yet, they haven't delivered. And it's not because they can't. They're brilliant people. And I know for a fact that the minute they put up their website, it's going to make mine look like crap. I mean, because they're very talented people. I also know that they bring a lot to the party, but for some reason, they haven't done it. And I know that I've been there too. For years, I put off starting my business. And I kept talking to people, yeah, I'm going to do that someday. And, even, you know, on a business note, for years, for me, it was overcoming my shyness. I'm an introvert by nature, by the way. And long before I wanted to be a sales trainer, I realized that I had to get better with this. If I wanted to succeed in sales of all like professions, I had to kind of get over that whole thing of being shy and an introvert and everything. Public speaking, I had to kind of face that bully years and years and years ago. But life goes on beyond business, doesn't it? We're not just defined by our business accomplishments. How about something really important like your family? How about, I know many of you, when I speak with you and you guys are really cool in sending me emails and give me your comments and your thoughts and feedback on some of these posts when they hit home with you, many of you say that really I'm just so busy, I'm running. I really wish I could get home for, you know, a family dinner at least once a week and break bread with my family. Or how about the kids' soccer game? Or, you know, like this weekend, I'm going to be really, really busy, but it's my daughter's last play. She's a high school senior, and this is the last play I'm going to get to see her in. So, you know, I needed to make some decisions, and my decision was I want to see my daughter. I want to hang out with her. That's why I work for those moments. Even on a warmer and fuzzier level, how about telling someone what they mean to you and really sitting them down and telling them something maybe they did for you that you want them to know, or maybe they helped you through, pardon me, a difficult time. Sounds like I'm getting emotional, but I'm actually fighting a cold. Forgive me, folks. But how about mending a fence that you really believe needed to be mended, but it's your pride and your ego that's getting in the way. But, you know, there's more to it even than family, right? It's, you know, financial goals, and it's spiritual goals, and it's physical goals. And I think, you know, it even goes further. How about all the things that bring you joy in your life, and yet you put them off? Maybe it's travel. Perhaps it's getting back to golfing or reading. For me, a few years ago, many of you heard me tell the story probably too many times, right? Getting back to the guitar or camping. Last summer or last year, I made a decision. You know, enough of this, man. Last year, I turned 50. It's like, you know, I don't know how many more years I have left, in this great world. And, you know, I set a goal to go camping quite a bit. I actually, last summer, went camping 6 times. I wanted to get back to cooking. I enjoy cooking to a fault, which probably accounts for the fact why I am so freaking fat. I got to lose some weight. But, you know, how about like even like dates with your significant other? One of the things I started doing in the last few years, which is very difficult to do as a business owner in a one-man show, right? This is not like, you know, Castain Training Systems with my 500 employees. It's all me. Getting back to having time with my wife. Last week, great case in point, you know, we don't have the time in our schedules to really plan elaborate vacations like we did a few years ago, and, you know, going on cruises and things like that with the family. We really don't have the time anymore for that. And also, too, those of you with kids in college and stuff, you probably can relate to the fact that life, sometimes you go through periods of time. It's not a bad period of time, but they're more complicated periods of time. Like, I have one of my kids is away at one college, I have another kid going to another college, another one in her senior year of, you know, high school, and she's very serious about, you know, getting into this one particular school. So you know what I'm talking about, right? So what we decided to do was, well, you know, the hell with it. Let's just, you know, let's me and you get away together. And we just, you know, nowhere fancy, like I wish I could, and we went off to the islands and we toured Europe and just kind of lounged around in Italy for a while. Now, we went 45 minutes away on the eastern end of Long Island and just spent some time together one night. But, you know, it's kind of cool because did you ever notice sometimes when you get away on these little like mini vacations, sometimes it feels like you went away for like a week. And, you know, we just had a blast. But I guess the point is that sometimes we just keep saying, I'll do it tomorrow or someday when we get rich or whatever, instead of realizing that sometimes now is the best time. So I want to leave you with two thoughts, right? Because I've kind of rambled and went on and on and on. Probably lost like 75% of my audience today by sitting here and getting warm and fuzzy. But you know me, I'm just going to do what I do and I'll make a note to care later. But I want to leave you with two thoughts. One corny, one that is quite a bit more profound. The first thing, and I'm actually going to quote Rocky III. You remember in Rocky III, when, you know, before they did, what, like 700 Rockies? There was this scene where Rocky is being trained by Apollo Creed, right? His old enemy. And he's being trained by him. And if you remember in Rocky III, he had just gotten the hell beaten out of him by Mr. T. Clubber Lang, I think, was the character's name. And Rocky, for the first time in his life, was scared. And what happened was that he wasn't trying in the ring. So they're over there and they're sparring, and Apollo Creed said, all right, he's coming at you now. He's looking to do damage. And bang, he nails him, like, right in the face. Coming at you again, bang! And he, like, hits him with the combination. And Rocky is barely even putting up a fight. And finally, Apollo Creed, after, like, he is, like, all out wailing on him, gets up in his face and, like, he's, like, sort of along the lines of, like, what the hell are you doing? You've got, this man wants to hurt you, man. You're not even trying. And Rocky, like, mumbles something like, I'll try tomorrow. No, tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll do it. And in a really, like, 1980s corny line, bad acting moment, Apollo Creed says to him, there is no tomorrow. And I think many times we kid ourselves into thinking that there's going to be a tomorrow that we can do this thing that we really could have done today. So that's the corny one. Let me give you the more profound one. And this particular quote, I will tell you, has done more for me than anything else. And it's a quote that I really embraced, and it's a quote that really inspired me. 5 years ago, by the way, when I was sitting there as a corporate vice president, making all kinds of money in a billion-dollar company, and I was at the crossroads, and I was thinking, do I go for it? Do I go for starting my own business? I have been building this sales playbook brand. Do I finally grow the balls enough to say, you know what, man, I've got the plan, I've got the chops, now I just got to try it. And I came across this quote by Lucinda Williams, and the quote is simply, as it turns out, now is the moment you've been waiting for. Let me say that again to you, or for you. As it turns out, now is the moment that you've been waiting for. And I think you can get a lot out of that too. I want you to think about your life. Think about how many things you put off, whether it's some simple thing or some grand thing that maybe it's just so big that it's just scary to even start. Right? It could be that big financial goal, and it could be just simply taking a dollar and putting it in a coffee can, right? You've taken the first step or whatever. But anyway, I'm Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com, and I'm cordially inviting you to live your life, and most of all, to enjoy your life as if you don't have as much time as you really thought that you did. We'll talk to you soon, folks. Have a great week. And if this inspired you in any way, shape, or form, or if I can help you in any way, please shoot me an email, paul@yoursalesplaybook.com. Take care, everyone.